Let's take a look at how you do computer assignments during the course. We have three computer assignments on the course. One is mandatory, and the second and third assignments are optional. These assignments are small analysis projects where you get a data file or two data files in the final assignment, and you are supposed to answer a research question using those data files and analysis that we have taught on the course. For every submission, you need to submit two different files. So the analysis assignment submission always consists of two files. One is an analysis file, R, SPSS, or Stata file. And the idea of an analysis file is that it's a sequence of commands that the statistical software can run, and it will reproduce whatever results you got if the person who runs the software has the same data set that you got. And then you need to run a report, the results in a Word file where you add your own interpretation of the results, an explanation of the analysis workflow. I have more detailed explanation on how you actually do the Word file, how do you do the analysis file on the course website for each of these three statistical software. But at this point, it's worth taking a moment to explain why you need to submit two files. Why just not the report? And this is important for reproducibility. Quite often, how people apply statistical software is that they point and click around, they get a nice regression table, they save the table, then point and click around, they get a nice correlation table, they save the table, then point and click around, and they get a third regression table, they save the table into a Word file, and then they write a paper. Good. Then someone comes and checks their correlation table and tells that your correlations will not produce the regression results that you provided. What do you do about it? Then the question is, how exactly did you come up with that correlation table and that regression table if it's impossible to come up with the results that you just presented from one data set? If you go with this point and click, save a result, or point and click, save intermediate data sets, point and click, save a result approach, unless you are very good at keeping a diary of what you did, it is impossible to go back, say, 2 weeks ago and say what you did in the analysis. Analysis files solve this problem. If you have an analysis file, then you have a complete documentation on what goes into your analysis. And it also helps you, because if you are writing a journal paper, there might be some changes that the reviewers want you to implement that could affect every table in your document. If you have an analysis file, you simply implement the change, rerun the analysis file. If you did your tables with point and click, good luck in trying to remember how exactly you did. I have personal experience on this, and this is also something that you can find relevant in published research. I'll tell about my personal experience when I really was mad at myself for not following a good research practice of doing analysis files. I had this structural regression modeling project. I had been thinking about it for a couple of days, trying to get my model to work. It didn't work. And then finally, at the end of the third day, I got it to work. I was happy. I went home. I opened a beer at home, slept overnight, came to the office the next morning to write about the nice result that I got. And I did not remember how I did that. So I had a result, but I had no way of explaining how I did that because I had not documented the workflow. Then it took me 2 weeks to replicate the steps that got me to the nice analysis result. And at that point, I realized that the nice analysis result was a mistake. And I had wasted 3 weeks of my time doing that. Another thing is that when you see papers, they have inconsistencies. They have results that are impossible. You have a complicated model that fits to the data worse than a simple model. That is mathematical impossibility. And that just indicates that there's something funny going on in an analysis that is published. But unless you have a step-by-step document of what the researchers did, there is no way of knowing that afterwards. I know this because sometimes when I see a result that can't be true, I email authors. Sometimes I get an analysis file back showing that this is what we did, and yeah, oftentimes it makes sense. Other times I get an answer saying that the authors don't remember what they did. And it's certainly not ideal that we have results that not a single person in the world knows how they were calculated, published in a good journal. So analysis files are important, and some journals are starting to require analysis files to be made available for reviewers. So unless you have an analysis file, then some journals are out of the question for you. And so that's the importance of analysis files, and it's really, really important to start doing this early on, even for basic tasks. And this is why we do analysis files. Okay, so that's about analysis files. Then I give you guidance in two different ways. There are two computer classes. It's going to be a normal class where we are in person, or it's going to be on Zoom, depending on if we're in online or in-person format on the course. And then I have screencast explaining the analysis. The first screencasts are very basic. They hold your hand and show you how you implement the regression analysis using these different software. There are more advanced assignments. I give you the tools, and then I'll let you to put the answer together using those tools, so there's more of your own thinking required. Of course, you can always do things differently from what I instructed, but then you need to justify your approach. If you're interested in testing different models, sure, go ahead, I'll comment on them. So this is what a data analysis answer looks like. So you have an assignment here, screencast here, and then for this first assignment, there's also a PDF description of the data set. And when you submit to turn it in, there are two tabs. There's the report tab, which your Word file should go into, and then there's the analysis file tab, to which your analysis file, the R state or SPSS file, should go to. I only comment and grade the report, but I want the analysis file to be available for checking if there is something weird going on in your report. For example, the number of observations switching between two regressions in an inexplicable manner. Then I would want to see how the analysis is done. Sometimes I actually run the analysis that the students submit, and if you submit an analysis file that does not run, but submit a report, I generally tend to fail that report because it's not possible that you would have produced that report from the analysis file that you submitted.